Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're digging into Annie Duke's Thinking in Bets. Sophie, what was the one idea that hooked you from the first chapter?
Hey there, Sam. So this book by Annie Duke made me rethink every choice I make. She's a former professional poker player, and her opening claim is that every decision you make is a bet.
Exactly. Right? You bet on a career when you choose one job over another. You bet on a relationship when you decide to get married. Even your breakfast is a bet on your health.
And the difference from poker is that in poker, the stakes are explicit and the rules are clear. In life, the bets are hidden and the outcomes are delayed.
So we don't even realize we're betting half the time.
Exactly. And that's why she says we're too results-oriented. We judge whether a decision was good based on how it turned out.
Yeah, that hit me. A good decision can easily lead to a bad outcome, and luck plays a huge role.
That's the classic poker lesson. You can play a perfect hand and lose, and you can play a terrible hand and win.
She calls that resulting, and it's one of the most dangerous errors in thinking.
Yes, the fix is to evaluate the process instead of the outcome. Did you consider all the information, weigh the probabilities, and account for your biases?
That's the hard part, because our brains are not designed to be rational decision machines.
We're not even close. We've got confirmation bias, hindsight bias, and self-serving bias. We look for evidence we're right, think we knew it all along, and take credit for wins while blaming losses on bad luck.
And it's so systematic. So how do you fight something that's hardwired?
She says you need a truth-seeking mindset. Treat your beliefs like a hypothesis and actively hunt for evidence that might prove you wrong.
That sounds terrifying. Admitting you might be wrong feels like a threat to your identity.
Right.
And that's why she suggests a decision journal. Write down your reasoning and expectations at the moment, so you can't rewrite history later.
I actually tried that after reading the book. I noted what I expected from a project, and later I could see exactly where I was overconfident.
That's the whole point. It kills hindsight bias because you have a record.
It really does. And she also says to surround yourself with a truth-seeking community. Those are people who genuinely challenge you.
Because if everyone agrees with you, you never see your blind spots.
Right? But that's uncomfortable. We all want validation.
That's why you need trust and psychological safety. You can be wrong, and it's not the end of the world.
She's big on probabilities, too. Instead of asking if this is right, you ask what the odds are.
That's so freeing. You don't need certainty. You just need a better estimate than the alternative.
No question. And when new evidence comes in, you update your beliefs. She uses the Bayesian approach.
But she admits that's painful because your beliefs are tied to your identity.
I loved the pre-mortem. You imagine the decision already turned into a disaster, then work backward to see what went wrong.
That one's great for groups. It lets people voice concerns without being seen as negative.
There's also the Ulysses contract. You commit in advance to protect yourself from future temptation, like not keeping junk food in the house.
Or setting up automatic savings, so you can't spend the money. It's so clever.
Good point. What got me was the October 10th, 10 rule. You ask how you'll feel about this in 10 minutes, 10 months, and 10 years.
And that connects to emotional regulation. When you're emotional, you make poor decisions. So you sleep on it, or you pre-commit before the heat of the moment.
All right, so what's the big takeaway you're walking away with?
Honestly, it's that decision-making is a skill. Just like poker, you get better with practice, reflection, and honest feedback loops.
And for me, it's learning to be humble in success and compassionate in failure. Luck is always part of the game.
That humility makes you a better partner, parent, and leader.
So that's the one thing I'm actually taking away. Thinking in Bets is about living with uncertainty in a way that makes you more curious and resilient.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Because at the end of the day, the quality of your life depends on the quality of your decisions, which depends on the quality of your thinking. We'll see you in the next one.